The balloon was certainly descending because they were enveloped a second later in the thick, freezing cloud. Lyra heard, or felt, a mighty thump from somewhere far above. Lee Scoresby saw her wide eyes.
"That's the gas valve,"
he shouted.
"It works on a spring to hold the gas in. When I pull it down, some gas escapes out of the top, and we lose buoyancy and go down."
"Are we nearly..."
She didn't finish because something hideous happened. A creature, half the size of a man with leathery wings and hooked claws, was crawling over the side of the basket towards Lee Scoresby. It had a flat head with bulging eyes and wide frog mouth, and from it came wafts of abominable stink. Lyra had no time to scream. Even before Yorick Bernison reached up and cuffed it away, it fell out of the basket and vanished with a streak.
"Cliffghast,"
said Yorick briefly. The next moment, Seraphina Pekkala appeared and clung to the side of the basket, speaking urgently.
"The Cliffghasts are attacking. We'll bring the balloon to the ground and then we must defend ourselves. There..."
But Lyra didn't hear the rest of what she said because there was a rending, ripping sound and everything tilted sideways.